Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Cyrus Sotz is here, just letting you know that this channel is undergoing a bit of a rebrand. We're renaming Rick Barry's house as Golden Days. The Rick Barry Show still exists. It's primarily based on the Mic Up app, but every episode of that will still be published here. And so will Strength in Numbers with Brandon Cadiz, which you're going to listen to in just a moment. But the program, just in case you're wondering, you know, that something's different, it is. We're now calling this channel Golden Days, and I'm going to be producing regular content. The focus will still be the same, though, the Golden State Warriors, providing content that's original, that's fresh, that's insightful, that's analytical, that's accurate, that's informative, and entertaining. That is our goal. But for now, enjoy Brandon, enjoy Strength in Numbers, and welcome to our rebranded channel, Golden Days. Here's Brandon Cadiz with Strength in Numbers.
Once again, the Bays team is the best team, the Golden State Warriors.
Season long strength in numbers.
Welcome back, folks. It is good to be back. We are going to be delivering you Golden State Warriors content every single week on Strength in Numbers. This is the off-season edition. I'm your host, Brandon Cadiz, and after you heard that little bit of the intro to the rebrand here, we are going to be going under the name of Golden Days, not Rick Barry's house anymore. We will have Rick Barry's show, Cyrus's show, and of course this show, Strength in Numbers, still under Believe, but instead of Rick Barry's house, we're renaming everything under the branch of Golden Days. You can still follow this show on X at Strength in Numbers. Follow me, your host, Brandon Cadiz, on Twitter at HiBrandFlakes. We're going to try to pump out new Golden State Warriors news that's informative, data-driven, as Cyrus said in that intro, and that I always try to strive to bring every single week. And we're going to try to be giving you Golden State Warriors news throughout this offseason, and a lot to cover in this episode of Strength in Numbers. Again, we've been gone for a bit now, but you know, just having less of obligations from work, I'm trying to strive to give you guys a new episode every single week on the Believe Podcast Network. Strength in Numbers, Brandon Cadiz here, and it's good to be back. Well, we have a lot to cover for this week's episode and this off-season, first off-season episode for Strength in Numbers. Trade rumors circulating under the Golden State Warriors. What happens to Andrew Wiggins? And the latest rumors involving the Dubs two-way forward. We got some new Klay Thompson news, some new suitors, some new teams emerging from an Anthony Slater article. Where are the Golden State Warriors and Klay Thompson on getting a contract extension done to try to bring him back? And of course, a coaching shakeup. Kenny Atkinson being vetted by teams around the league, and more notably now within the past week, favorite replacement to replace Bickerstaff with the Cleveland Cavaliers. How are the Warriors going to pivot? And what could that mean in trying to bring someone in here, potentially two assistant coaches? Are those two potential assistant coaches going to take over for Steve Kerr eventually once his contract ends? All of that coming right up on this latest episode of Strength in Numbers. Let's jump right into it with Andrew Wiggins, the 29-year-old forward who has been involved in trade discussions dating back to the trade deadline for this past season and now into this off season. No different here Wiggins always being involved in trade packages for the Golden State Warriors. And a new report from NBA writer and insider Jake Weinbach reported earlier this week that there's a league-wide expectation that the Warriors will commit to forward Jonathan Kuminga long-term. The franchise should be shopping the value of Andrew Wiggins this summer. Wiggins currently has 3 years and $84.5 million left on his deal as an extension for Jonathan Kuminga looms. Now, what does all of this mean? Golden State and Andrew Wiggins, of course, we remember that extension that Wiggins had, you know, after that great finals performance in 2022. $26.2 million for Wiggins in this upcoming year. Following year in 25-26 season, he has $28.2 million, and he has a player option in the final year that comes in the 26-27 year that's worth up to $30.1 million. Now, the latest rumor with Andrew Wiggins reunites him with the team that drafted him with the number one overall pick, and that is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Weinbach and the report would further add that there's a realistic pathway for Golden State and Cleveland to engage in a swap that would be centered around Jarrett Allen and Andrew Wiggins. The Warriors are expected to invest in a rim protector, and the Cavs have reportedly been linked to Wiggins within this past year. When we dive into the contracts here, Andrew Wiggins, like I mentioned, this upcoming season, $26.2 million in the books for Golden State, while Jarrett Allen is slated to make $20 million over the next two seasons. Cleveland has the cap space to accept the deal as a straight swap, though given the relative value of each player, the Cavs may ask for additional piece in the trade, like a future draft pick or a player of the caliber of a Moses Moody, Brandon Pajemski, or Trace Jackson Davis. And that ends the report there coming out from NBA writer and insider once again, Jake Weinbach. That is a very interesting deal, as Golden State has always been rumored that they need a big man, right? They need someone that's a great rim-protecting big. They platooned the last season with Kevon Looney early on, and of course the small ball center with Draymond Green is always an option, and then the emergence of TJD, Trace Jackson Davis. We like what we saw out of TJD later on in the season with Kevon Looney roaming on the bench. You know, there was a couple games, there was a stretch where Looney did not see a single minute for a stretch of a few games. I want to say it was around 5 to 7 games, some part during the season, until the Warriors really needed to employ Kevon Looney back into the lineup, get some minutes in. But, you know, he split time too and not seeing minutes with Dario Saric, both veterans there. The TJD factor was evident late in the season, that pick and roll, the chemistry with him and Klay Thompson off of the bench. So Jarrett Allen, why should the Warriors make this deal? Well, it's team-friendly in terms of the contract swapping, and for Cleveland, why would they want to trade a Jarrett Allen who is 2 years removed from his All-Star season and is a great rim-protecting big that a lot of people in the NBA, a lot of teams need? Why would they trade him for a struggling Andrew Wiggins who this past season, let's face it, folks, he missed the last 2 months of the previous season due to family issues that we still don't know about. And Andrew Wiggins had 13 points, 45% from the field, 35% from the three-point line, and 75% shooting this past season. He played 71 games this past year and started 59 of them. And that ability for him to come off the bench when he first came back and being inserted into the starting lineup, we've seen the back and forth with Wiggins the past two seasons, and the Warriors really need someone that is consistent. That's the name of the game. That's what the Warriors really need. And Jarrett Allen, very durable this past season. 77 games started, 77 games played. Played all the games as a starter this season, and he's essentially been a double-double guaranteed guy for the past five seasons now. Career high, 16.5 points by Allen this past season, and a career high for him for 2.7 assists per game. He shoots 63% from the field. Of course, he's always at the rim type of guy. He's not going to shoot that jump shot. He's not going to have a three-point shot in his arsenal, but his free throw numbers, 74%, also somewhere up there near his career high. He's had a 75% season, but 74% for this past year, and that's something that the Warriors really needed too. Not a great free throw shooting team with the big man and with Andrew Wiggins as well. You compare those two numbers. Now, what's really interesting to me between the options that the Warriors have available in terms of trading for a younger player, Andrew Wiggins is no old guy himself. I mean, 29 years old, right? That's up there nearing his 30-year-old season. The Warriors get younger with this trade with Jarrett Allen. I mean, not only defensively and an effective offensive type of guy, we'll get into who the Warriors are also rumored to be involved in a trade with after we dissect this potential Wiggins and Jarrett Allen deal. Now, for Cleveland, why would they make this deal? Not other than the contract swapping being perfect and $6 million left over there between the two, and $26 million again for Wiggins, $20 million for Jarrett Allen and the Cleveland Cavaliers if they were to make this deal. Now, there's rumors from a report out of The Athletic that they are frustrated, the Cleveland Cavaliers are, with Jarrett Allen missing the last 8 playoff games of this past season. And it was due to that right rib contusion that Allen suffered. And a lot of people in the team and within the organization believe that he could have done a lot more to try to impact and play those 8 games. And they're frustrated with that. But then also the fit with him and another non-shooting big in Evan Mobley, who's also on the team with the Cavs. Similar to the situation that the Warriors have in Jonathan Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins not being able to coexist in that starting lineup, they have the same problem in Cleveland. So why not offset that? Why not have someone that can be a scorer that when he's healthy and when he has his head in the right mind, in the right space of mind, in Andrew Wiggins? It was very inconsistent this season, but we would see that 1 or 2 game stretch that, hey, this was the 2022 two-way Andrew Wiggins that we saw help carry the team and arguably be the second best player in that finals run. Cleveland, who also, you know, drafted him with that first overall pick, maybe they want that little bit of redemption to see that, hey, you know, we drafted him first overall, and the Warriors were able to get the best years out of him so far in his career. Maybe he just needs another change of scenery. Now, if I'm Cleveland, why would I trade for Andrew Wiggins, who had probably one of his worst seasons of his career, for Jarrett Allen, who just had the best season of his year? And this is where those pick swaps, some picks coming in, adding a guy like a Moses Moody, Brandon Pajemski, or Trace Jackson Davis. And out of those three that's reported there by Jake Weinbach, I believe the Warriors would try to keep Brandon Pajemski and Trace Jackson Davis. And Moses Moody might be the odd man out just based off of playing time this year and his $5.8 million contract coming off the books for the Warriors this upcoming season. Now, why would the Warriors also carry Jarrett Allen, Trace Jackson Davis, and Kevon Looney, right? 3 centers there that don't necessarily shoot the ball outside of the 3-point line. They're both big men that score effectively inside and at the rim. Now, Warriors fans might, you know, question me here a little bit and be reluctant to give up Kevon Looney, who's 1 year left on his $8 million contract. But if you pair maybe a pick and Kevon Looney, that'll have you keeping a Brandon Pajemski and a Trace Jackson Davis, who are probably the future for the Golden State Warriors in terms of young guys, in addition to potentially having Jonathan Kuminga in a contract extension. Now, also reported this week in The Athletic that if Brandon Ingram were to become available in this offseason, that the Warriors would not be interested. I know there was rumors going on once the Pelicans got eliminated that the Warriors would be perfect to get someone like a Brandon Ingram. And, you know, he had a pretty solid, I'm not going to lie, play-in tournament playoff performance this past season, especially with Zion Williamson being out. And Warriors fans and Warriors Twitter have you know, had a mix in the past couple of years of wanting him, Brandon Ingram, or not on this roster. Now, the other rumor that the Warriors were involved in was a trade for the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. Now, what would the Warriors give up? A lot to consider here. The salaries don't match. Are you going to break up the core and take this risk for Jimmy Butler getting over the luxury tax, right? If you're over that second apron, you won't have the ability to retain the younger guys. You won't have draft picks in the future that you'll have to give up. You won't be able to do sign-in trades in that second apron. You got to try to really stay under that second apron. And also, Jimmy Butler is looking for a max contract extension, which is why he's not trying to sign back with Miami if they can't give that to him. Now, we'll break it down here a little bit more what Pat Riley had to say and dissect what trade would work better for the Golden State Warriors. Now, Anthony Slater was a guest on the Warriors Plus Minus podcast, and he stated that you talk about the trade between Andrew Wiggins potentially being included in the Golden State Warriors and the Miami Heat, and I think at this stage of his career would kind of be a culture fit in reference to Jimmy Butler and the way the Warriors are trying to still chase down this era. It's risky. It could be really, really risky. Now, Butler, 34 years old, is coming off an MCL injury versus the 76ers in the play-in tournament that left him out of that entire first round versus the Boston Celtics. He finished this regular season with 20.8 points, 5.3 rebounds, and 5 assists on 49-41 from the three-point arc, career-high shooting, and 85% from the free-throw line. That is great numbers, and obviously Jimmy Butler, a pretty good defensive player as well, can play that two-way ability. He is 34 years old. That's 31, 32, 30. That's 4 years older than what Andrew Wiggins is at now, but he has that veteran leadership. We saw his early days with Minnesota. He has that ability to also move to the two-guard if needed, if you don't want to play him at the small forward position. Obviously, he's played the small forward for the past couple of seasons since that trade to the Miami Heat. But Jimmy Butler under contract for $48.8 million, has a player option the following year for $52.4 million, and per reports, he's seeking a two-year, $113 million max extension from Miami, which Pat Riley and company do not seem keen on paying him that much. Now, from Sam Quinn on CBS Sports, it would be an actual difficult option for the Warriors to land Jimmy Butler on several levels. The obvious is asset base. Golden State's best young players are JK, who is somewhat potentially redundant with Bam Adebayo, Jaime Jaquez, and Nikola Jovic. And Brandon Podziemski overlaps a little bit with Tyler Hero as neither are pure point guards. The Warriors also own their 24 and 2030 first round picks to other teams, meaning that at this moment they could only send picks out in 2026 and 2028 because of that rule. And even the matching money comes to be an issue. Andrew Wiggins again with $26.3 million. How do you try to fill it up to the $48.8 million salary? Obviously, Chris Paul has that guaranteed money extension coming up. And June dates are what matters here. That is going to be on June 28th, all of Chris Paul's $30 million contract is guaranteed on this date. If both sides agree, it can be pushed back. For all indications, Paul has been extremely professional and willing to work with the Warriors through all the possible options that may materialize with his flexible contract extension. And that is in the same article that Anthony Slater put out. So potentially you can work it in that way that, hey, if that guaranteed $30 million comes up on the June 28th, deadline for Chris Paul, you can package that and Andrew Wiggins, but also Miami has their own issues with salary tax, and maybe they want to try to stay under that second apron to try to build for the future as well. So a third team might be needed, most likely needed, to secure this three-team trade that would send a Wiggins and Paul to Miami and Jimmy Butler to the Golden State Warriors, especially if the Warriors aren't willing to give up Brandon Podziemski or a Jonathan Kuminga, which, based off what CBS Sports writer here, Sam Quinn, says, there's a lot of redundancy there with Jaime Jaquez and Tyler Herro and Brandon Pajemski. So a lot to consider there for both teams. I mean, looking at this, Jimmy Butler, don't get me wrong, is a great player in my opinion, and I would rather have him over Jarrett Allen in this scenario. But for an extension to where Stephen Curry is already making a good load of money, you just signed Draymond Green to that extension. And if you're going to, and this is where the risk comes in too for what Anthony Slater has said, if you're going to give Jimmy Butler that max, and Joe Lacob has said this past season that they're really trying to stay under that second apron and the luxury tax after paying that, after paying millions and hundreds of millions of dollars during that dynasty run for the Golden State Warrior franchise, they're trying to really cut back on that. But also, we remember what Joe Lacob said, that he doesn't want to be in the lottery. He wants to be a guy that tries to compete for the future, and the Warriors are looking for that second star. We'll have more Klay Thompson news coming up in the next few minutes, but what's going to happen with Klay Thompson? A lot of moving pieces here for the Warriors. If you bring in Jimmy Butler, you're taking that big risk. He is injury prone as well, and that is not something you can afford if he's going to be your second star, missing some time and some games, as we've seen the past few seasons, especially when it leaves up to the most important NBA playoffs. Now, Warriors fans and Dub Nation, tweet me at HiBrandFlakes, tweet me at this podcast page on Strength in Numbers on X, and let me know who you would prefer out of these options for the Warriors to strike a deal this offseason. Would you want Jarrett Allen as the number one option here to make the trade this season? Would the number one option for a trade be in this offseason for Jimmy Butler? Or would you like the Warriors to go after Brandon Ingram? I would like Brandon Ingram as the best fit out of these three potential options here. Obviously, the Warriors are not rumored to be in the Brandon Ingram sweepstakes anymore, but things can fluctuate and always change during the offseason. We know the crazy time leading up to the NBA regular season. We have plenty of that, as the NBA Finals haven't even started yet. As I'm recording this, we have Dallas playing tonight, of course, taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves 3-1 in that series, and a lot of time left. But if I had to choose and make a deal today, I would go with that Cleveland deal. It makes the most sense, I think, getting that rim-protecting big that the Warriors always needed, that's athletic, and of course a defensive stopper at the rim. If you give up Kevon Looney in that deal, you move off of him, and that has a platoon factor in TJD, and I like that. The younger, more athletic type of guys on this Warriors center position, and no disrespect to Kevon Looney, you know, an older guy can definitely get those O boards. We've seen him do it and help us, especially in the playoffs, but to get younger and more athletic, I think, is what the Warriors are looking for and trying to do. And this is the trade that gives the Warriors a rim-protecting big, Jarrett Allen. This isn't your second superstar type of deal. This deal allows you to still have flexibility here with the salary contracts matching, give you that defensive guy that you need. And Jarrett Allen this season finished 10th in Defensive Player of the Year voting and is one of the best defensive centers in the league. So you get that, and the Warriors still have another move in their back pocket. That is why I am pushing a Jarrett Allen, Andrew Wiggins, Kevon Looney potential swap with some draft picks to get Jarrett Allen. Now, the arguments that I've heard is that, hey, when Andrew Wiggins is on, he's a great player. But we haven't seen that for the past two seasons. Consistency is the name of the game for the Warriors, especially with Draymond Green having been suspended the past two seasons for numerous and high amounts of games. They can't afford to have more inconsistency with Andrew Wiggins coming up this upcoming season. This is why the Warriors should make this deal for Jarrett Allen. We switch the topic over to Klay Thompson, and in the same article by Anthony Slater, states this, that the calendar flips to June this weekend, and it's the final month of Klay Thompson's current contract with the Golden State Warriors, and there remains a realistic chance that these are the fading days of his 13-year run with the organization. As the decision on his future nears, there's been no notable movement from either side towards a resolution, league sources said. Now, Klay Thompson, the report came out that, you know, he declined that two-year, $48 million contract, and they took note, Klay Thompson and his camp, of that Drew Holiday four-year, $135 million contract that he signed Holiday on April 10th. Clay declined a $24 million deal. $33.75 million for Drew Holiday yearly is what it seems like. And if you're looking to buffer in between that number, maybe a $28 million deal would be enough to get Klay Thompson back on the Warriors' side. Now, the question is, would the Warriors be able to push it up near $30 million for Klay Thompson? This is the question I pose, is should Klay have taken that two-year, $48 million contract? Because at the time, and as I've said this season on the episodes we've shot in Strength and Numbers, Klay bet on himself. Now, after the season, when you look at it, and what happened in the play-in elimination game against the Kings where he went 0-10, does the league see him as someone that's capable of still providing for a team? And I think the answer is yes. And it's just the amount of money that teams are going to be willing to give Klay Thompson. When we take a look at Klay's past season, nearly 18 points, 17.9 to be exact, 43, 38, and 92 shooting splits. He played 69 and 77 games for the past two seasons, and he has hit 569 threes at a 40% clip in the past two seasons. Again, the notable bad past two playoff play-in seasons, 0-10 in the elimination game against the Kings this season, versus the Lakers in six games last season, 16.2 on 33, 37, and 83 shooting splits. And of course, he had a 3-for-19 game six performance at Staples Center last season. The new teams that have emerged in making a run for Klay Thompson this past offseason: Oklahoma City Thunder, who we saw a good performance after getting eliminated in the playoffs. The Philadelphia 76ers with Joel Embiid. And the first team that he was rumored this offseason, the Orlando Magic. And based off the report on Anthony Slater, Klay still wants to win, and he's not necessarily looking for the biggest bag for a team like the Charlotte Hornets or the Detroit Pistons. If they offered a bigger contract, and let's say they got up to the mid-30 level, which is what he was looking for in that earlier report, similar to Drew Holiday contract, would he sacrifice that, a bigger bag, for less winning and a lesser of a chance to be on a championship-type team and to get into the playoffs? Not necessarily, because of what Anthony Slater has said, is that he still wants to win. And out of those teams that have been reported, Orlando, you know, is the first one that pops into my mind. They needed shooting. Oklahoma City, you know, Giddy really emerged there late on. Gordon Hayward, still on that team, didn't see playing time. He's frustrated with his situation. He'll probably be shipped off this offseason, and Klay Thompson would do a great job of giving them that shooting that they need to complement Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, Lu Dort is there, of course, not known for his shooting, but the defensive capability. He'll be able to hide Klay Thompson on that defensive end there as well. And of course, Chet Holmgren, one of the best defensive centers in this league, one of the younger players, of course, this season. We saw his emergence and how he competed with Victor Wembanyama for that Rookie of the Year this past season. So Klay Thompson, a lot of options on the table. Now, his age and injury history is obviously what's going to scare a team away. And in that article, maybe a team offers a deal similar to Bruce Brown Jr. or Fred Van Fleet. You know, coming off an injury, can you do a shorter term, bigger money deal? And could you just, you know, provide that floor spacing and that shooting that a team needs? Again, he's shot a 40% clip. If you average the past two seasons, over 550 threes, still, you know, a great mark. And Klay, of course, led the league still in three-pointers made two seasons ago. So Klay can definitely still shoot the ball. He'll be streaky. He won't be as consistent. That's what teams are going to have to take a risk for. And the month of June is just a very important month for the Warriors. Again, I've stated the whole Chris Paul guaranteed $30 million contract on June 28th. On June 24th, Kevon Looney's contract goes from $3 million to the guaranteed $8 million unless he is released. So maybe there's an option there if the Warriors can't provide him in a trade to release Kevon Looney, but that is most likely also not going to happen because the Warriors need that center depth. So Kevon Looney is going to be either on the Warriors team or traded. And I'm not saying that there's news of Kevon Looney being involved in a trade deal. That is just my speculation if they want to get that trade deal done with the Cleveland Cavaliers. In June 27th, the second round of the NBA draft, the Warriors bought the 52nd pick from the Indiana Pacers during that Corey Joseph trade in February, and the Warriors are bringing in guys that are projected to be in that late second round the past couple of weeks for off-season workouts in hopes of, you know, getting someone in that draft. And in the next few episodes leading up to the draft, we'll break down some players that they've worked out and who I think can help this Warriors team. So a big month ahead for the Warriors in terms of Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, and some trades coming up here in June potentially. Now, we got one more topic here before we close off this offseason, the first offseason episode for Strength in Numbers, and that is the Warriors and Kenny Atkinson, you know, being the favorite to land the head coaching job in Cleveland. And of course, we know that Steve Kerr is part of Team USA this offseason is what I'm trying to say. Man, words are just not coming out of my mouth easily today. Steve Kerr will coach Team USA this summer. And of course, the sad passing of Dejan Milojevic the past season, the Warriors could try to add two assistants this offseason. They're trying to add a big name or a former player, the reports come out. And the Warriors have had some conversation with recently fired and former Los Angeles Lakers head coach Darvin Ham in the past couple of weeks. This isn't expected to materialize, but it's a signal of the Warriors adding the desire to add a big name. And indications are they are in search of either a former head coach or a former player to fill that role, coming from Anthony Slater once again. Darvin Ham, you know, he's going to take a lesser role there. He coached the Lakers the past couple of seasons. I would not mind adding him in and bringing in someone else. And I was going to say if the Sacramento Kings didn't agree to a contract extension with Mike Brown, he could potentially come back after that 1 year left. It wouldn't be this upcoming season, but the following season. But then, as we're recording this episode, Shams Charania just reported that the Kings have made a competitive offer to head coach Mike Brown on a contract extension, 3 years and $21 million through the 26-27 million, up to $27 million with bonuses, sources say. So far, there is no agreement, and Brown is believed to be seeking around $10 million annually. So he's looking for about, there's a $3 million difference in that. So instead of the $10 million that he wants yearly, Sacramento's offering him $7 million. And just based on that, I don't think he's going to be taking a reduced assistant role. So Darvin Ham, the first domino here to drop for the Golden State Warriors in terms of getting that assistant coach here. This is interesting to me because I think that these two assistant coaches that are being brought in could potentially be the future coaches for the Golden State Warriors. And a couple of weeks ago, Steve Kerr did a sit down with NBC Bay Area News reporter Raj Mathai right before he heads out to Team USA and coaches them for this summer. And Steve Kerr, some notable quotes in that interview saying, "But there's going to come a time, and maybe it's in the 2 years when my contract is up, maybe that's the time when it's time for me to move on and time for the Warriors to seek new blood and new ideas. We'll both know when that time comes. I can tell you one thing, it will be a very amicable parting of the ways whenever that happens. I think definitely in every job in sports, almost every job has a shelf life, and for a coach, I think I feel it when it comes, and I did not feel it this past year in terms of it's time to leave. I feel like we've got a couple years here with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and hopefully Klay Thompson. We're still going." It just sounds like after those 2 years are over that Steve Kerr will walk away, either retire, go to a new team. I just think it's going to be his last two seasons in Golden State, and they're trying to capitalize on that window, of course, with that core three that won them their dynastic run and the four championships. But once again, I think this is going to be a strategic, very important move for the Golden State Warriors. Darvin Ham coming in here, I'm not saying that he's going to be the best option for the head coach to replace Steve Kerr. You also have the following season to vet in and get new assistant coaches into the system. But again, the Warriors are looking to add two assistants this offseason. Darvin Ham could potentially be one of them or could not, as the report by Slater says that it's not going to materialize to anything. Well, that is the time that we have for this episode of Strength in Numbers, folks. The first episode of the offseason, and we are trying to give you a new episode and deliver content for Strength in Numbers every single week from this point on, and also now under our new podcast homepage. Not Rick Barry's house anymore, folks. You'll be seeing a huge new rebranding under the Believe Podcast Network. It's going to be called Golden Days. It'll have this show, Strength in Numbers. It'll still have the Rick Barry show, which is on the Mic Up app. Those episodes will still get posted under Golden Days Hub. And of course, Cyrus Sotz's show. He's going to still be giving you content for the Golden State Warriors and uploading it here on the Believe Podcast Network. I just want to say thanks for tuning into this episode, the first of the offseason episodes. Next week, we'll probably dive into draft prospects that the Warriors have worked out and some prospects we see fitting into this Golden State Warriors team as they draft is coming up in the month of June once again. The month of June, a very important month for the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors don't hold a first-round pick, only the 52nd pick in the second round after that Corey Joseph trade on June 27th. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Strength in Numbers, folks. And as always, go Dubs!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.